Now, do you know how many golf balls would fit inside a school bus? Do you know what the significance is of dead beef? Or why manhole covers are wrong? No, I'm not going crazy, and it's not the latest round of Mastermind. But these are the sort of questions you need to know the answer to if you want to work in Google. Now, Google, the good news, I suppose, is that they're desperate for entrepreneurial talent, and that's why they keep buying small startup companies. But the bad news is that in the US, Google prefers graduates from the four Ivy League colleges. It cares about your college grades even when you're in your 30s, and it wants people who want to change the world. But luckily for us, I suppose, Seattle job coach Lewis Lynn has put together a list of 140 questions his clients have been asked by Google. Now, one man who spent some time inside the hallowed halls of Google is Gavin O'Reilly, who is a journalist with thejournal.ie. And as an aside, if you haven't seen thejournal.ie, well worth checking it out. It's a news portal and some great stuff on it as well. Very fresh, very modern, and well worth a look. Gavin, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you and everything?
I'm good. I really like this story when we came across it on thejournal.ie. Google would seem to be, from the questions that they ask, pretty tough to get through their interview process to get a job.
Yeah, it's a tough place to kind of get your foot into, all right. I mean, I suppose their overall mode is that if you are one of the hyper-talented people who does get to sort of work in there full-time, that it's a place that you're rewarded quite well. I mean, the perks in there are well-known around the world. You get free meals, you get the free hot meal at lunchtime, and there's free supplies of Ben and Jerry's ice cream and all kinds of soft drinks all around on every floor. I mean, they have a thing called the Google Stone, where you're basically expected to put on about a stone before you get to grips with the amount of free food that there is in there to eat.
So
it's a place where you're pretty well rewarded, but obviously for you to be able to get in that far in the first place, you obviously need to be considered the creme de la creme, as it were.
Yeah, some of these questions, I mean, I don't know if you have them there in front of you, Gavin, but some of these questions that they were asking, they're really, really mind-blowing. One, like, for instance, why are manhole covers round?
Well, manhole covers are round. Well, I mean, first of all, I think we put it up on the side. One of the first comments that we actually got, which was a very sage observation, was that the manhole covers in Ireland aren't actually round as a general rule. So if you're having that interview in the headquarters in Barrow Street in Dublin, you should just look outside and make sure that they actually are round or square. But the reason that manhole covers are round, there's actually a multitude of reasons, but the most common one is that because it's round, that means that there's no way for the manhole cover to fall through the hole that it's covering.
Okay.
So if you consider a square or a round one, or a rectangular one, if someone was to take that up and to leave it on its side, there would be a chance that the cover could actually fall down the manhole that it's covering. But that can't actually happen with a round one, because the width of the round one will always be wider than the hole that it's actually trying to protect.
So what aspect of your logic or your reasoning are they trying to have? Because I presume each question is set up with the express goal of finding out something more about a particular skill set you may have.
Well, I mean, a lot of the things that go on in Google are quite, they're not that they're kind of secretive about them, but they're quite ill-defined. I think internally they define their employees as being simply googly, so I suppose it's a prospective employee's googliness that they're actually trying to identify by asking the questions. Ultimately, what they're really trying to ascertain is how it is that an individual employee thinks when they're, you know, faced with a big question like that, whether, you know, how quickly they're gears in their brain are able to try and come up with a kind of a practical solution. I mean, it's tough enough when you're actually in an interview anyway to try and, you know, answer the questions, you know, proficiently, but when they're going to ask you kind of mind-blowing questions like how many golf balls you can fit into a school bus, then it really does sort of test how well you react to panic.
What way should you react to that question?
Well, that one is a relatively straightforward one if you're not under the very sort of critical auspices of an interview. It's literally a case of trying to figure out the actual size or dimensions of a golf ball, then picturing a school bus in your head, picturing its width, its height, its definitions, its general, the volume of the school bus, so that you can then figure out dividing the volume of the school bus by the volume of the golf ball and ultimately making a rough estimation as to how you do it. You'd say it's about 8 feet wide and it's about maybe eight feet tall as well, and it's 20 feet long. You multiply all of that and you'll get a couple of thousand square feet, and then you divide that by the number of golf balls you can fit into a square foot and come up with a reasonable answer therefore.
Now, you spent time working in Google as an intern. What did you make of the environment? Was it really encouraging? Was it creative? Was it fun? What did you make of it, Gavin?
I think my first-hand experience of it, to be honest, would be that it's the one workplace in the world that I think they've really tried to capture the feeling of a college campus, where there's so many different kind of groups or societies that someone can get involved in, or that really it's kind of very much about being